This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I want to do a little Commanders talk. We just did a really good baseball conversation there with Mark Zuckerman. If you missed any of that, you should get on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts and just find it, because it's probably already up. Mm-hmm. Now, Lanville has a question written down here in his most landfill of ways. But as we kind of know where things land across the NFL, listen, things can always change. You can still work drafts. Like, a lot of things can still happen. But generally, by now, you kind of got your team. There will be some changes before week one. But generally, this is what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Washington's defense ranked kind of middle of the pack. They were clearly driven by their offense. Their defense ranked 13th in yards allowed, 18th in points allowed. Both were big jumps from where they had been. Bottom five, bottom two for much of the last couple of years.
They were like catfish.
Right.
Bottom feeders.
Yeah. So last year things did improve, but in big moments, at big times, they did struggle. I think they really struggled against the run, especially against the Eagles. But you know who else struggled against the run against the Eagles?
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. But whatever, you can't. The goal is to beat them, right? As far as the best defenses in the NFL last year, from a yards perspective, it was Philly. Houston was quite good also.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Minnesota had a really good defense as far as just creating turnovers. The Bills created a lot of turnovers.
Detroit did a good job until they saw us.
Well, Detroit just got,
but they got
crushed by injuries.
They got gutted, but, you know, still, you got to be able to sustain that sometimes.
What's interesting is how sometimes NFL defensive stuff is more a matter of how the offense plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Eagles gave up the second fewest points per game in the NFL, and the Eagles gave up the fewest yards per game in the NFL. That's a hell of a recipe, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only team that gave up less than Philly points, it's really splitting hairs here. The Eagles gave up 17.8 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers gave up 17.7. But Jim Harbaugh also ran his offense like West Point. You know what I mean? Like, they were just trying to control the clock and grind it out. Like, it was an interesting first year from Harbaugh out there. And, you know, they were good. They made the playoffs. I've done a deep dive on this back when I used to write a lot. How hard defensive rankings are to replicate year over year over year. Because a huge chunk of defense is generating turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And generating turnovers is really hard to predict.
Yeah.
Some of it is as simple as which way a fumble bounces.
True. But if you're consistent with putting your ball your helmet on the ball and grab a guy, wrap up. Don't just try to grab the ball without wrapping up, because he ends up going for the whole way. But you wrap up and then somebody else come and they put head on the ball. Or if you're better in coverage, where you play man coverage, you get a little tighter. You get those things, you know. But the pass rush is most consistent in turnovers, I believe. If you get great pass rush and you can also stop the run with that rush, you can affect people because you get to points where you hit the quarterback when he's trying to throw the ball, you hit the quarterback and the running back together at their mesh point, and it changes everything.
Well, to that point then, B, we have seen Washington make some big moves to try to improve their team. The big moves primarily have been offensively.
Yep.
You're talking a trade for a new left tackle that cost you a bunch of draft picks, a trade for a wide receiver that didn't cost you much, guaranteed some money, and then your first-round pick goes to the O-line also. Yeah. Now, they did take a corner with the second-round pick that a lot of people really, really like, but they largely did not overhaul the defensive line. They lost John Allen. They lost Dante Fowler. You add Kinlaw. And I know people got up in arms about the money with Kinlaw. One, you overpay in free agency. That's just how it goes. Mm-hmm. Two, he's like a tier three defensive lineman money. Like, it's not that much money.
Yeah.
You know, they've brought in some veteran pieces to play along the defensive line, but you're talking about pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
Pass rush generally is the best way to have a dominant defense.
Totally.
Period. Are you concerned with what they've done there?
I'm not concerned at this point because I watched them last year generate pass rush with what they had. And I think that they didn't go gung-ho because they feel comfortable with some of the guys they brought on and some guys that came on at the end of the year last year. I also believe that if your offense is much better and you could put more points on the board and you could take more time off the clock, you change another team's offense and you make them play how you want them to play. All right? Which in turn gives your defense a level of an advantage. So if Washington ups their points per game by 2-3 points, the other team has to put the ball in the air more often. They have to try to score more often, which means that they're one-dimensional. So like you mentioned, like, it all helps. Like, you know, when they play complementary football, that means the offense is doing such a good job that they make the defense job easy.
Last year,
guess what else the defense is?
Rested.
Fresh and rested.
Commanders finished 5th in points scored last year. They averaged just under 29 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
7th in total yards, 4th in first downs. A lot of long, long drives for Washington last year, which was a big part of their success.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with you, right? Like, I think...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Adam Peters looked at everything going on this offseason and said, to me, the further we get past it, it becomes kind of clear he didn't love this draft class.
I don't think a lot of people did.
As a overall scope of it, because you traded away a bunch of picks, and then when you were in the draft, you never once traded back to get more picks. This was not a pinata he wanted to hit more often.
I don't think it was about the picks. I don't think it's as much about the picks as it's the quality of the picks. If they had more quality of a pick and people, but this draft was so even where many people didn't want to move.
Right. I think that Amos was there at 61 made it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
But like last year they traded back because I think they wanted volume of guys to get into their program.
Yeah.
But they also really liked the next batch of guys there. I'm not sure they did because they never once tried to move back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think year over year over year, pick a good offense. Not the best, but like just a team that's had a pretty good offense over the years. Houston? Miami? I'm not saying like the Chiefs or the Ravens, but let's go to the Rams, right? They've been pretty good with Stafford. Mm-hmm. So, if you just look year over year over year, what these teams do, it's way easier is not the right word. It's significantly, though, more sustainable to build and keep an offense good, especially if you have a quarterback.
If you have a quarterback, yes, and then also the rules of football makes that easier.
Right, but I'm saying...
You know, they are so heavily... swayed towards the offense.
So if you have to invest, what did we say coming out of the championship game loss in Philly? That Washington has to figure out how to improve their lines.
Mm-hmm.
The lines on both sides
Big
of the
boys.
Ball. That's where they got to get better. And they identified the offensive line as the place they were going to really zero in on. And I think you can make a case that it makes more sense.
Well, the offensive line, I would say yes, because who's the most important person in football? Quarterback.
Right.
Don't you have a good one? So if you could keep him more upright, if he was able to do the things he did with the line last year trying to come together, if you have a better one protecting him in front of him, he can do a lot more. And I think if you strengthen your offense, you strengthen your football team. Because they get way more than defenses get.
Totally. I know that people have edge angst. The edge angst is going nowhere, but I think this all makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
On a lot of levels, honestly. And I don't know that they have enough. We won't know until we see it next year. But I would not have wanted to be on the hook for the very few, to me, attractive free agents and the money they got anyway. Like, Milton Williams could be really good. You heard Zangaro say it. He's like, but man, he really hasn't played much to now be a nine-figure dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, free agency ain't the place to shop. You know, it's just generally, now that the cap has gone up so much and these teams use these tags all the time and teams have gotten way smarter about extensions, you don't want to be shopping in free agencies. Not to say you can't, but that's why the trade market has increased so much. So when Landfill asked me, is the Commanders defense bad? I don't think it is. I think defenses have so much variance year to year. They believe in what they've done on the edges to be able to at least somewhat replicate last year where they were still top half of the league in sacks. If it's strictly about sacking the opposing quarterback, I think you're going to be all right.
Yeah, you just got to get pressure on them sometimes too.
Now, if it's strictly about going to Caps Game 1, you better listen to the next segment.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.